Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. You know, folks, I've been doing a series on business fundamentals now for, I guess this is the ninth week. I think that's right, eighth or ninth. And I'm going to talk to you now about the last fundamental. In my list of fundamentals, we talked about financial. We've talked about human resources. We've talked about technology, marketplace, management, public policy. What else? Something else, I think, in there. And this last one is about happiness. Now, happiness is a fundamental, is an operating fundamental. I know you're furrowing your brow. I can see it right now. You're furrowing your brow and you're saying, happiness is an operating fundamental. What has that got to do with managing my business? Well, before I get into that, I want to remind you of a statistic that I've been telling you about now for several weeks, and I want to continue to remind you about this because I think it's important for you and me to think about and to recognize that these are realities. And that is the fact that when I started doing my show, you know, 10 years or so ago, I started identifying some of the statistics that the SBA was collecting. The Office of Advocacy was putting together on small businesses. And one of the interesting factoids that I remember talking about back in the late 90s, early part of this century, was the fact that small businesses failed 50% in 5 years. That was the typical thing, that half the businesses who start are not in business 5 years later. Now, that was the case, say, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Today, the new numbers that the SBA's put out is that those numbers have increased, have accelerated, that failure rate has accelerated by 20%, so it's now 50% in 4 years. And I know you've heard me say that before, but I think those are the kinds of statistics that you and I need to have in the back of our mind a little bit of a motivator, maybe a little bit of a kick in the seat of the pants kind of motivator that reminds us that we are always, as small business owners, we're always in peril of losing our businesses, and that we have to work a little harder, and we have to do things a little smarter, and we have to take advantage, or we have to, I should say, be aware of a lot of different things in order to be successful. You know, Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's not easy. It's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to run one successfully. It's very hard doing what we do. And I'm going to tell people that as long as I live, because it's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard. But apparently it's getting a little bit harder, or maybe it's just that people are not quite prepared for what they're going to get into. And I think that may be the biggest reason why the failure rate has accelerated, is because I think a lot of people started small businesses in the last 10 years who really didn't have the background for it. And I hope that's not you in it, but if it is, we can fix that. That's something that can be overcome through education, through learning about what we do. But also, and that's what we've been talking about. Those are some of the things that we've been talking about in this series that I've been doing. But today I don't want to talk about financials. I don't want to talk about marketing or management or technology. I want to talk about you. Because believe it or not, much of the potential for success in your small business depends on you with these two things that I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, it depends on your ability to effectively function physically, mentally, and emotionally. And two, how well you balance where your business stops and you start. The potential for success in your small business depends on your ability to effectively function physically, mentally, and emotionally, and how well you balance where your business stops and you start. There actually are times, if folks, and I'll be the first to say this. There are times when being one with your business, focused, being single-minded about your business, really dedicated, and you know, you're just completely into your business and almost nothing else. There are times when it's not only a good thing, it's essential, especially in the early days when you're really trying to get it off the ground. It's an exciting time, and sometimes, you know, it's not only a good thing, it's essential. But remember this, folks, extreme commitment weaves a fine seam between you and your business. And unfortunately, entrepreneurial single-mindedness will often result in the opposite of what is intended. It often results in a business in jeopardy run by unhappy humans. And the best way to be successful and to be happy is to be able to define success in many ways, including having a life that's balanced with richness outside of the business. How many times have I met small business owners who had no hobbies? And when they retired, what did they do? They were unhappy people. And it's, you know, I love my business. And you probably do too, and I know how that feels. But I know that I've been a happier camper since I have rediscovered some of my hobbies. I spent many years focused on my business. You've heard me talk about this before, and single-minded. And it was a time in my life when I could do that, because there was a time when I couldn't have, when I didn't as much because I had small children. But I don't have that anymore, and I can focus more on my business. But in the last few years, I have been able to break away a little bit and to focus a little bit more on other things, not just my business. And I think I've become a happier camper and probably a better person to be around. You know, folks, a small business is more like a patchwork quilt than a gilded security blanket. Some patches represent good things and some not so good. Some patches are about the business, others are about the owner, and some are hard to tell. Happiness will be found by those owners who can successfully regard which patch is in front of them, who can feel successful. Wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing in your life, whether the patch in front of you is a personal patch in this blanket or a business patch, you feel successful while you're experiencing either one of those, while you're experiencing your work or while you're experiencing family or your pastime, a hobby. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. A little more on happiness and a personal note right after these messages. Stay with me.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about happiness as a fundamental, as a business fundamental. Folks, if you can't find a way to be happy as a small business owner, then go do something else. That's what I tell folks all the time. It's important, I think, to have multiple touchstones for success, not just money and stuff. And I think it helps keep the rough patches. I was talking about patches in the previous segment, the patches in this quilt that we have, this patchwork quilt in our business and our lives that we put together. That having different ways of thinking of success, other than just money and stuff, will help keep the rough patches in business and life, I think, in the proper perspective. And if you become a small business owner to find financial success, good for you. As a capitalist, you know I admire that motivation. But if you think being rich will make you happy, well, get your umbrella out, because I'm going to rain on that parade with these two truths. Think about this, folks. Wealth only provides options. It is not a guarantee of happiness. And two, if you can't be happy without wealth, without money and stuff, if you can't be happy without that stuff, you aren't going to be happy, not likely to be happy when you have it. Getting that new customer on board we all know is essential. It's a very essential part of our business's future. We have to go out and slay the dragon. Of course we do. But making the time to attend a child's activity in the middle of the day, like a ball game or a play or even a practice, is also important to the long-term well-being of your business, because you are an integrated part of your business, and whatever makes you happy will be good for your business. And I want, last thing I want to talk about is some fun. The most successful business owners I know are those who have learned that one of the keys to their success is to run a tight ship, have a serious business, while encouraging their people to laugh and to find joy in their work. Ladies and gentlemen, every day that goes by without you finding some kind of joy in your life is a precious opportunity lost. And one more thing, don't forget to laugh at yourself and do it in front of others. The laughs I've had at my own expense have been the best laughs of my life. Be sure to do that. You've got to learn how to define success, folks. I want you to write this on a rock. Learn how to define success in more ways than money and stuff. And don't forget to have fun. Now, I want to wrap up this visit with a personal note. Some of you may remember, I haven't talked about it a lot, but over the last several months, and in fact over the last several years, you've heard me talk about my son, Craig, who is a Marine. In the last few years, he's been a reservist. And he's been in Iraq, in the Al Anbar province, second tour, since last summer. And as I say, I haven't talked about it a lot, but I have mentioned it once or twice, I guess. But I wanted you to know, those of you who have been keeping up with him a little bit, and who, when I've asked you to include him in your prayers, I wanted you to know that I got a phone call from him yesterday. And he is landed back in the United States. His tour is over in Iraq. I knew he was coming home this week. I didn't know exactly when. But he's back in the United States, and I'll be able to get my hands on him this weekend. And I'm really looking forward to that. And we're lucky. We're fortunate, folks. My son is back home. Many sons and daughters have not come back home. Many of them came home injured. And many of them are still there, 100,000 plus, 200,000 or so, in all of the campaigns across the Middle East. Let's never forget those people. Let's never forget that those are our modern-day heroes. They're our modern-day patriots. These are all volunteers, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the things that I like to remind people about. When you say that you support the troops, but you don't support the war, well, guess what? Everybody over there is a volunteer. They've all signed up on their own to become part of the military, knowing that this is what the military does. They volunteered for the infantry, knowing that that's what the infantry does, let's say some of them did. So they're all volunteers, and they're all over there doing what their country has asked them to do. And that alone is a big deal, just the fact that they're prepared to put the rest of their life on hold, to put it aside for a little while, to serve their country. And I just want you to know that as it seems that maybe, you know, that is not as quite as in the news as it has been Iraq and Afghanistan. I pray that I don't go a day, even now that my son's home, that I don't go a day without offering a prayer for those who are still over there and for those who are leaving to go there right now. Some of them going back for the third time. And let's keep these men and women in our prayers. I met a guy yesterday whose daughter is in the Navy, and she is in Baghdad right now, a young lady in the Navy who's in there right now because she's an expert on a certain kind of weapon. And so she's been deployed and attached to the Army over there. They're men and women in harm's way, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of one fundamental thing, liberty, something that is so essential to who we are and to what we are. And even if we make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, we're going to make mistakes. But as long as we're doing it with the interest of providing others with liberty, I think that's an important thing. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud of these young men and these young women. God bless them. God bless every one of them. Let's continue to keep them in our prayers. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen. Right after these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.